Good afternoon, everyone. It's a little bit after 2 o'clock here on the 13th of September, Monday morning, and Mark is getting ready to read the last half of chapter 6 of Mark. He's going to be reading verses 29 down through 56 today, and then we plan on having our evening update around between 6 and 6:30 or thereabouts, depending on what's going on. Hope you have a good day. And I'll turn this over to Mark for his readings, and we'll go from there.
Thank you. You said 29 to what?
56.
When his disciples heard of it, they came and took of his corpse and laid it in a tomb. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much to eat. Parted into a desert place by ship private. You said what? Okay. So then the chapter you said? Privately. Okay. The people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither of all cities, and out went them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were sheep, not having his shepherd, and began to teach him many things. When the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away that they might go into the country round about the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said to them, give you them to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 pennyful of bread and give him to eat? He saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they saw 5 and 2 fishes. He commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hunters and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples set before him. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. They did all eat and were filled. They took up 12 baskets full of the fragments of the fishes. They did eat of the loaves, but were about 5,000 men. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side of the while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. When even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the 4th watch of the night, he cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him and were troubled. Immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. They were sore amazed himself beyond measure, and wondered. They considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. But when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. When they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through that whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those who were sick, where they heard he was. But whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the street, and besought him they might touch or with the border of his garment. As many as touched him were made whole. Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.